It's 7 minutes after the hour 5, and it is Radio Veritas.
The station that gives you the good music and good news for a change.
And now it's time for our finance segment, and Sbu is not gone yet. He's going to come back, and we'll finalize the show with him before when we're done with our finance lady, Yena Bon. So, Yena, what do you have in store for us this afternoon?
I'm here to tell people about the importance that the emotional states, the spiritual states, and the psychological mind or mental states has, or effects it has on our finance. And I think one of the biggest culprits will be fear. We always have this fear that stifles us and stops us from doing things. And that's what most of us suffer from. We've made bad financial decisions sometimes because we know no better. But after we've realized and we do know better, we actually find it hard to actually move on from there and actually try to move forward and actually work towards financial freedom.
What is financial freedom, Yena?
Well, people have different definitions, but I always say it's always the ability to be able to do whatever you want and be comfortable to say, come what may, as in the what ifs of life, the things that you are uncertain of. Should they happen, that you are still in a financial state that you are able to come with that without getting yourself into debt.
So financial freedom is not determined by the number of gadgets that I have, the number of assets that I have or that I'm using that do not yet belong to me.
Yes, I like the fact that you mentioned that they do not belong to you.
Yes, I'm getting my own bona ekasi with my German machine, which is out there. When yes. You think, lo umfada odo moyampela, and you don't know what the Nedbank owes that German cat I'm driving.
And you don't know that actually the umfundo sodom is going to probably pay 3 times more than what he could have paid if he bought the car cash. Does that make financial sense?
Damn, no. All right, so you are saying there's a link between financial freedom and spiritual freedom.
Yes, and so, yes, and our spiritual well-being. So I just want to touch on a few points. There's actually about six points.
All right, especially let's go through them.
And when you come to your spiritual sense, it's how do you manage your finances? So if you want to get to financial freedom, what does the Word of God say? How do you need to go it? So number one, we all go and work, and then we get our monies. But before, and I know more, this is one of the biggest mistakes we have, especially our preachers and our pastors make. When they go on the podium, they tell us the first thing you need to do is to tithe. Actually, the first thing, according to Deuteronomy 8, verse 18, is to acknowledge the source of your cash inflow. Yeah, so that's basically going to God and saying, thank you, Lord, for the ability and the capability for me to be able to wake up every morning to go to work. So the term says, always remember that the Lord your God, for he is he who gives you the ability to produce. So, and I always say the one way to do this, yes, you obviously pray on the day that's your payday. I always say nothing should be moving from your pay accounts or your bank accounts from the day that you get paid. So even your debit orders. So if I'm getting paid, let's say on the 20th, mm-hmm. at least the first debit orders and everything that goes must go on the 22nd. So that one day, it's me acknowledging the source of my income and me praying and thanking God. Thank you, Lord, for that. Because there's many who have not lost that.
So, mlaleli, kuthiwa noyena, go and tithe. Hambani no koka ikabelo, hambani no nigizo umfundisi, imali yesonto yebandla. Please, otherwise, what Yena is saying is, your money is not blessed, right?
No, before... I'm saying before the start, you acknowledge, so you thank God for the opportunity and the ability. So why do you do that? You just pray and thank God and acknowledge Him. Because even before you get this income, to tithe,
yeah.
to take the 10%, you had to go work. You were given the capability for whatever line of work that you're in. You were given the opportunity by God for whatever it is that you do to earn an income. So before you even take the 10% off to go tithe, you need to say, ngiyabonga Nkosi.
Jesus.
For the ability, the capability, and the opportunity to earn this income. And that's based on Deuteronomy 8, verse 18. So your salary should at least last like 24 to 48 months, 48 hours in your bank account without any debit orders, without any tithes going.
Yeah, now do you know that? Payday, and I know imali of abangani iyangena namuhla, but tomorrow it will be out.
And it will be good. And that's one of the things, the detrimental things that makes people suffer from financial, from the lack of money. Because the minute you get paid, you're already, even some people before the payday, so if the 20th is payday, so before the 20th, it's already gone because they're already saying this much is going to go to XYZ.
Now, we're talking about financial freedom. is that freedom. Because what is happening is, Mina, I'm working, say, for my 10 rand, for my 100 rand yes. a month. And after all my expenses are out, it means that I'm left with 2 rand. So does that mean that Mina, I'm just working for that 2 rand?
Clearly. That's what you're saying. That's what you've decided, actually. It's not what should happen, and what should happen according, especially biblically, and according to finance knowledge.
So that's not financial freedom.
No, that's
so
not if financial you find yourself, you can't be working from payday to payday. That's not.
Mlalel, you are hearing it for yourself. If you are living from one paycheck to the next, you do not have any financial freedom.
No, it's not biblical. In the Old Testament, God says He will bring the new harvest whilst you're still old, enjoying the old harvest. So it's not biblical. So I think it's also in Romans. It says everything comes from God and everything exists for His power. So that's why you need to acknowledge. So number two, we go from that, then you tithe. Mm-hmm. So after you've acknowledged the source and your money is there and you haven't used it, the other thing that also goes to the mental being. So if you don't need the money, if you're in payday today and you don't use the money, you are able to sit for 2 days or 48 hours is 2 days.
Yeah.
That means you're actually at the point where you can plan your money's your finances. So you are actually towards that brink. So you took a financial freedom.
So first thing is, I need to acknowledge God. I need to acknowledge God and thank God for giving me that strength and that opportunity of a job. Secondly,
I see you like it, Father. Of yes, yes, you need
to my cat has to be paid for.
Yes, you need to honor God first. That's what has happened. So after that, you honor God first with your first 10%. I usually say it's a 10-10-80 euro. That means for me, it says 10% to God, then 10% to savings, and then you live on the 80. Mm. But we'll get into that later. I just want to go a little deeper onto the tithing. Maybe we'll finish this maybe next week or the other week. So we, in terms of the tithing, why do you tithe? Because I know we have an issue with this 10% because we don't understand the hard buying. All I know is that I'm giving 10% and Father would Umfundisodum is gonna go and feed his cat and buy those German cars and do all sorts of things with my money. And according to the Bible, that's from my understanding, the money is supposed to use to cater for widows and orphans. And does that happen? I know this, and I need to say this because I know most of my clients, when I look at their budgets, because I work, that's how I do. So when I work with their budgets, and I'm like, but yes, I can see you tithing, but this is not even a tenth of the 10% that you're supposed to be giving to God.
Right.
And then those are some of the issues that some people face, because they have the issue that when I bring my tithe to the church, I don't see what the priest or the pastor or whoever is doing with it.
Have you ever asked?
Yes, I've asked.
No, come and ask us, what is this money that I'm putting in? Because, I mean, just because I'm driving a Jaguar doesn't mean that it's from the parish.
Yes, but then sometimes it starts with transparency, financial transparency. Yeah. Not all church institutions are transparent with their monies.
Okay, but Tina and Romani were transparent. So moving on.
I'm not sure about that, but so you have to honor God first. That's why you need to honor. Then it's the purpose. The purpose of tithing is to teach you that you need to always be giving. Putting God first.
Okay.
So that's the promise. And then also the third place, I think, is the place, which is the storehouse, so according to Malachi 4:3 verse 10. And then when is on the I think I need to say this, on the 1 Corinthians 16 says on the first day of every week. So basically it's based on people that are getting paid on a weekly basis, which is why, so the first debit order, if you have a debit order, that should be going on that 48th hour, should be in your tithe.
Okay.
And then, yes, number three is then you need to plan your spending. I know people say, think about budgeting, and they think about, okay, oh, yeah, they went to study on this BCom, and that's why they want us to do this, and it's a health thing, but it's actually very biblical. You go to Proverbs 21, verse 5, it talks about you need to plan carefully so that you can have plenty.
Okay.
So you need to plan your budgets and then live. That's very important on that budget. So, and annual focus are very important according to Luke 14, verse 28. So, I think that's maybe, I don't know, time. Oh, son.
Let's stay out of debt.
Yes, let's stay out of debt.
Okay, And, you know, I know we have to, I think, you know, this is why we're having the show. We need to tell and educate our listeners that debt is unhealthy.
Yes. And the other part of this show, of this segment, we're supposed to be speaking about our emotional being. So that leads so much to the debt that we go. We let our emotions control us. And we need to actually manage our emotions. So that's also when you talk about impulse buying. That's when we get to the debt, because I want to have this now because I feel like it. It's not on my budget, but because it looks good and I feel like it. And I just want to go back to also getting it, tying it to scripture. I think it goes on, Proverbs 21 verse 20. It says, stupid people spend their money as fast as they get it. That's impulse buying. So you need to get that, because that's one of the things that get us into trouble. And also tying to the whole mental thing where I need to, what I think our guests touched on earlier, about me comparing myself.
Stay in your lane. Mm-hmm. And if you've got a credit card, please go destroy it tonight and stop taking more debt and just downsize. Just downgrade, downsize. You'd rather be like Ufada Uhamba ne Conquest.
Proverbs 3 verse 22 speak to that. It says it's about you making a plan about downgrading.
I decided to downgrade. Remember I told you that I'm leaving the Jag and I'm going for the Conquest.
Yes. Then stay out of debt. And I can never quote enough scriptures about debt. I mean, everywhere in the Bible talks about how debt, if you are in debt, how foolish you are. So, yeah.
But most importantly, save some money.
Yes, you need to save consistently. I mean, the consistency of it is important. And I need to say this to the young graduates like our guests, who haven't, when you start employment, just how biggest mistake we make. We don't save for retirement because we feel we're too young, and we don't save at all because we feel like that I'm invincible. And well, some of us still have the cushion from our families because we know I can always go back home. So and the thing is, for us to get to people, if you could ask all the successful people, they save like almost 10%. But yes, sometimes you think it's more. So yes, I'm earning only 500 rand right now. I just started. You save the 5 rand. Yes, it's a little. You feel like it's not going anywhere. But as you get into the habits, then it sticks to your mentality, to the mental and the psychology. Then that's how you actually get to, you find people who can actually save 10,000 rand a month. It's, because they started small.
You have to start somewhere. You have to start small. There is no way you're going to be saving 10,000 a month if you are unable to save even 500 a month. There's no way. Because you're never going to get enough.
And I just want to encourage the graduates. There's something I say, that's the magic of finance, financial freedom. Compound interest. No matter how small you start, if you can start now, today, that is going to work to your advantage. So let interest work for you and not against you.
It's 20 minutes after the hour 5, and that was Yena Kuboni with her finance segment. Yena, it's always a pleasure getting that health and wealth awareness from you.
Yes, so listeners, stay out of debt.
It's 26 minutes after the hour 5. Yena, you are in tears, eh?
Of this, I think today's show was just
beautiful,
like
a cynic with
Waymaker. I love this song.
And it's good to be taking people home on a Friday, hey? Yes. Payday, hey? Smooth.
Payday.
That you don't touch that money until Sunday. And on Sunday, you're going for tithe. Thank you.
But I'm glad.
Yeah, I hope today's Obengala Legi, they're praying to thanking God for the money that just hit the bank account. So, Smooth, where do we get your book?
My book is available from me.
Okay.
You can get me on
details.
Yeah. On Facebook, it's Busiso Molimi. So SibuSiSo. My surname is Molimi. MOLIMI. Email address, BusisoMolimi@gmail.com. And Twitter @ Busiso Molimi. And my number is 072-066-4925. That's if you'd like me to come and speak at your church, at your school, to your employees, to inspire them, empower them, and make an impact in their lives. And if I don't do that, you can get a refund.
At liberty to say how much you charge per hour?
It's up for negotiation. I'm the person who makes the final decision. You can't be telling everyone. No. So the person who will sign the check, we'll talk.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
That's good. That's good enough. Thank you for coming through. I love that you shared on your journey, especially for us young people, because we always think about this microwave. We're in the microwave generation. We think everything, I achieve something now, it happens.
But yeah. Instant. It's called instant gratification.
Yes.
Yeah, no, thank you so much for having me on your show. You two are, you're magic. Work. The whole team. And there is a gentleman behind the scene who's doing like these. The whole team is just brilliant.
Simba on the other side, Tato on the other side of the desk. It's a big team, hey?
Great work.
Are you going to be coming back? And we want you to come back. So
I will be coming back. I'll be coming back every last Wednesday of the month.
Well done. Wow.
Thank you so much. We just signed this deal right now. So I'm looking forward to sharing more with the listeners. Thank you for bringing me on
great
board.
Stuff.
Thank
great
you.
Stuff. And Sibusiso will be coming on our Spirit Wednesday every month. And we'll be actually diarize that. And he's going to be inspiring us. And he's going to be challenging us and making us grow. Friends, unfortunately, we've come to the end of the show. Catch me on Monday and Yena on Friday next week. Same place, same time. Follow me on Twitter. It's OP Brian. And on Facebook, it's Brian Mhlanga. And Yena?
Kuboni Yena. And www.yenakuboni.co.za. Check that.